for the Loopcast. I'm Dave, and I'm joined by Aaron.
Hello.
Aaron, it's another week, another show, and we're actually here.
We're here again. 2 weeks in a row.
Doing our thang.
Yes. Although...
And our thang this week involves not many games.
Yeah, this... To be honest, there aren't that many new ones coming out.
It's not that. I've got such a big backlog, and I'm being really disciplined by not playing other games until I finish the game that I'm on.
I was. Admittedly, I did get a new one this week.
Monster Hunter?
No. House Flipper.
Oh, that looks quite good.
It's all right. It's in the Steam library now, so...
Is it now?
Yes.
Tell us about House Flipper, not that I'm opening Steam while we're talking.
Basically, yeah, you start out with a really run-down shack that looks like a horde of students have used it for a party and trashed the place. But you've got a laptop and this run-down place, and basically you take jobs cleaning other people's houses.
Right, you've got to turn them. Yeah.
Well, the start is you fix other people's houses. You get jobs fixing, you know. So, oh, I need a radiator fitting. I need somebody to clean this house that the students have trashed before they left, or whatever. So you do that until you earn enough money to buy your first rundown house.
Yeah.
And then you've got to earn money to do it up, and then you sell it, and that's obviously house flipping.
In the trailer, there's the sledgehammer.
Yes, yeah, because you can knock down walls, you can build walls. Because some of the jobs are to convert. I haven't done this one yet, but I saw online somebody doing one where their daughter's grown up, so they want to give her a home room. So she's in with them at the moment. So the idea is you build a wall halfway down the parents' bedroom and split it into two, and you knock a hole for the door, I think. I can't remember. It was a while ago. But all I've done so far is clean a house and earn some money for that, and clean a garage. So I'm going to play some more, but yeah, unfortunately, a couple of updates have come out for existing games, and I've been playing those mostly.
So is Flipper, sorry, going back to House Flipper.
Yeah.
Is it something that is going to occupy your time in any sort of meaningful way? Or is it a game that you'll play for half an hour? Right.
It's a long game.
Is it?
You've got to basically build up funds to buy your house and do it per house and sell it. The whole idea, though, is that you improve your house.
Okay.
So at some point, I assume, you buy a house, do it up, you move into that one, and then you sell your shack, do up your shack and sell that. And then you carry on doing all the things. So you can basically upgrade your house and refurnish your house in whatever. It's a house building game. It's a house doing up sort of building game. So the whole point is to get your, doing decorating on your own house and stuff. Not that I decorated my own house, it's my real house, but I don't know how much I'll do of it, to be honest. It depends how much, because unfortunately it doesn't run on the tablet too well, which is weird because it's not that graphically demanding. But it does chug quite a bit, which is really annoying because it's something I could do at lunch.
Right.
Clean a house at lunchtime on the game, You could do it while you're chatting to other people, even. You're doing that at lunchtime, so.
It sounds like the sort of thing that I'll play for 2 minutes and then not play anymore.
Yeah. You've really got to want to upgrade your own house and do the progression on that.
To my house, not to a virtual house. I just want to put holes in the walls.
Well, you can do that, but that's not going to keep you very entertained for long.
It'll probably keep me entertained for the lifespan of that game for me.
Okay. But yeah,
probably.
It's an interesting game, but it was cheap, so was only something like 11 or 12 quid or something like that, I think. I can't remember. It was, I think it's £15 full price. But obviously I didn't pay full price, but yeah.
And No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, yeah. I think, did I talk about this last week?
Well, no, it was going to launch, and we were both going to go and play the introduction, but it wasn't quite ready, and then there was the download, and I haven't played it.
Yeah. Well, no, because for last week's show, I started a survival game again. So I think I died lots, because of my spawn.
Yes, that sounds something.
I hadn't got the red flowers that allowed you to recharge your oxygen.
Yes.
They've changed it all now. You get oxygen from flowers now. You don't get thorium 9 or whatever it was. I can't remember.
Yes, you used to get thorium from flowers, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that. It was weird. You also got it from asteroids. So once you got into space, you could mine the asteroids, and therefore your life support wouldn't be a problem. But obviously that's changed. They've got a whole raft of new stuff now, new minerals, and you can upgrade them by smelting them and things and refining them. So yeah, there's a whole new crafting tree system. But yeah, I played a bit more after the new release. Obviously I've not played multiplayer because you weren't online at the time.
Nope, I haven't been online all week, but...
And I've only played a little bit. I've been away for the weekend, so I haven't played much, huge amount.
LARPing or whatever it is that you do?
Reenacting, yes. We,
there you go.
I was at the Saxon Longhall we have. And
Is it fair to call it LARPing?
Not really. It's slightly different. LARPing is typically, it's rubber swords and lots of people, and there's no public involved. It's
right.
It's all people participating. So it's right. I think tabletop role play, but as a hobby, as a real, made flesh.
It's South Park, the Stick of Truth.
Sort of, yes. Whereas reenacting, we're effectively putting on a show for public.
Right.
Trying to, hopefully trying to educate and entertain at the same time, That's
and what did you educate the people about this weekend?
What was I doing? I buckets and
spades.
Mallets, really. I was doing a bit of that. I was also on the gate taking money at one point.
Okay. So people pay?
Yeah. People
not,
pay.
Not the LARPers?
No, people pay. Not the reenactors, no. No, the public pay to come in to see it. It depends what where the show is and who's paying. Somebody pays. Right. But it depends whether the public pay or whether the client pays.
Mm-hmm.
The client being the owner of the land. But this was our land, so...
You own the land?
Yes, we own the land. We own the Saxon Longhall, the forge, and the whole lot. So us as a society, we own...
Is it called a fiefdom?
It's a burr.
A burr?
Yes.
Is that where the term, like a... metal burr comes from?
No, I think it's where, things like Loughborough comes from.
Is that right?
Yes.
I feel like I've learned something today.
I think it's the town of Loo.
So Loo Burr is Loughborough.
Burr. Yeah.
So Borough is like an extension of Burr.
Which was a town, I think. But the Borough became the whole... Because the Burr was with where the Lord... was in his
so it was like burr welcome to the burr let me just change them to but anyway I learned something new this week.
Yes,
do you want to know my interesting fact?
Okay,
for the week?
Go on then.
Which might be common knowledge and I've forgotten it in like time, and I may have learnt it at school, but did you know that 1 liter of water weighs 1 kilogram?
Yes.
and that 1 liter of water occupies a 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter space, I think it is. No.
Yes. No, it's not.
There is a link to the centimeter
as
well.
That's the whole point of metrics.
But I didn't realise it was done by water.
Yeah.
For some reason, that makes it more interesting than just...
Water was considered a neutral thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I find that really interesting.
Is it... I'm trying to remember. There's something about molars. The molar constant as well.
I can't remember what the moles of water is.
I know. It's so long.
It's so long.
My A levels.
I can't believe you just mentioned the word mole to me.
Yes.
Moles and millimoles. Was there micromoles? No. Was there a micromole?
No. 1 mole was 1 gram. Was 1 gram of the substance based on the number of atoms, particles, wasn't it? So if you had I can't remember my atomic numbers now. So if you had, for every proton and every neutron, there was 1 gram in every mole of a compound, mole of an element.
You sure?
Yes.
I thought a mole was like 0.00001, which is why they always had logarithmics.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Oh, it's so long since we did this stuff, because I think I did mine in 91. Was the last time I dealt with moles. It was in 1991, so that was some years ago now.
Sounds awesome.
Yes. But yes, so... Yes, No Man's Sky... I haven't done any base building yet. I need to do that.
I haven't done it at all. It looks like there's quite a lot of people playing it. I see people. 4 people are playing it.
Yeah, I see, on my friends list, I think, there's at least a couple of people playing it most of the time in the evenings.
Mm.
But unfortunately, I've been sucked into GTA Online because of the new update. And I've been, managing my nightclub.
What's happening on GTA? You've been managing your
nightclub Tony, now in the game. Yes.
Tony Stark nightclub.
Tony, I can't remember place. Prince. Tony Prince.
Tony's place.
Yeah, Tony Prince. It's not his place. It's my place. Because he's got no funds, so he needs somebody to bankroll a nightclub. So you buy a nightclub, and then he manages it for you.
Okay.
So it's your nightclub, and you run, basically, dodgy businesses from the basement.
Okay.
And, yeah, you get the money from the nightclub. So you've got to promote the nightclub, and upgrade it.
Here's a random off-topic question. Did you ever own The Division on the PC?
No, I don't believe I did. I had it on the PS4.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're now doing a referral thing for the PlayStation for the Division 2.
Okay.
Which is of course going to be a thing.
Yes. I'm not sure. I didn't get on that well with Division, so.
Really?
Yes.
In general.
Yeah, although maybe on the PC that would've been better because obviously it's a shooter, so I probably shouldn't have got it on the PS4.
Right. Although it's very much a console shooter.
Everyone was playing on the PS4, so I think that's...
Yeah.
That was...
I would argue its natural home is on consoles.
Yeah, you see, I can't get on with the twin sticks for... the two joysticks for shooting. Playing GTA on the PC, I have a controller on my lap and mouse and keyboard. So when...
Controller for driving vehicles?
Yep, and mouse and keyboard for walking around and shooting.
Does it let you do that?
Yes. You can use both at the same time.
So could you walk around with the left stick and the mouse?
Yes, I believe you can.
Oh. If only they invented a one-sided controller like the Oculus Touch controller.
There is. There's a Razer make one. There's a bunch of keys and there's a thumbstick. So you can actually press WASD and use your thumbstick.
And no, I would just...
Well, you could remap the keys to whatever you want. But yeah.
I would just like to use the Oculus Touch. Hold the left Oculus Touch in the left hand, obviously.
But, well, that has extra buttons.
It's got effectively... 4 buttons.
What?
The Oculus Touch only needs 4 buttons.
It depends. Then if you're playing PC games, you might want more buttons.
No. Because your mouse has got more buttons.
Not enough. Although, my MMO mouse has had to be retired because the scroll wheel broke. But that's what you get for buying Mad Cats.
There's a you had Mumorpiga?
Yeah. I had a MMO TE. Tournament Edition. Which I don't think was up to tournament edition because it just died. It's Mad Cats, so it wasn't expensive.
Wasn't high quality.
It wasn't high quality. So, the scroll wheel doesn't work very well. It judders. Which on GTA isn't great. Because you're trying
to... No, I can imagine that being somewhat disruptive.
It judders between weapons. And sometimes you get it onto a weapon, you start firing, and then all of a sudden the mouse wheel decides it's not on that one, it's on a different one, and you change weapons. So, yeah. That was an interesting thing. But, yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the content now in GTA Online, you have to be online with randoms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much hacking and stuff going off in the game, and people just griefing you, that it's just not worth it a lot of the time.
I haven't played anything.
No, not even mobile, not even Switch.
Octopath Traveler. I think I've done something on the Switch. No.
Xenoblade Chronicles.
And I have played... No, I haven't played Xenoblade Chronicles. I played Typo Man on the Switch.
Yeah, you said you got that, but I don't think you'd played it last week. I think you got it, but not played it.
So I've been playing Aaron.
Okay.
If you hadn't guessed by the fact that I've got it, I'm playing it. And that's been a thing.
Because you had on Wii U?
Yeah, I had it on the Wii U.
Okay.
It's good. Look, it is a good game. There's something about it that it just... For some reason, I never find it the most compelling when I play it. And I feel like it should be more compelling than it is. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Because you were really excited. Because we saw it at...
I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
It's just not as good as it should be.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. The theory's still good. I just think I found some of the puzzles quite irksome.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah. It's something I'm going to persevere with because, as I said, I enjoy the theory of it. There it goes. Really.
Yeah, I never got around to playing that, even at the show.
Did you not?
No.
I'll tell you what I have got, which I'm quite excited for in a particularly geeky way.
Okay.
Do you remember Chip's Challenge on Windows 95? Or maybe it was 3.1.
Yeah, you've talked about this before. Didn't they remake it?
They remade it, but they've released the original Chip's Challenge, and you can put it in Windows 95 graphics mode.
Oh, okay.
Or Windows 3, I'm sure it's 3.1. But you can put it in the graphics mode relevant to...
The original.
That. Yeah. With the same music and everything. And it's still just as brilliant. Although I have forgotten how bad the frame rate was. It's shockingly bad. And I didn't realise he said bummer.
Oh, okay.
If he does something wrong, he goes, bummer. Bummer.
Maybe you couldn't make it out in the original.
Maybe.
Because...
There's all this text I don't remember there being. I don't know if this is all like stuff they've added in, but... Oh man, the frame rate is just... I guess it's rendering as it was, right?
Yeah.
So when you move, There's no animation. Your character just moves one square to the other.
Oh, okay, it just jumps.
So it's kind of like, yeah, you jump. So it's exactly how you'd imagine if you're prototyping the game now.
Yes. Yeah, you might prototype that now. But then again, back then, that was all disk space. All those frames of animation, because you were releasing on floppy disk.
That is mean.
It was on 3.11 or 3.1, 3.1 didn't have networking, let alone anything.
Oh, this was 100% not on network. I've got a funny feeling this came pre-installed on Windows. If you bought Windows and you had the games package, remember when that used to be a thing?
Yeah. I never got the games package.
So for some reason we had the games package, which was probably my undoing. And it had Chip's Challenge and the weird skiing game where when you got to a certain point, the Yeti would chase you and eat you. Remember that one?
No.
That I think somebody's turned into a web game now.
Very possibly. You know, they're just crying out for that sort of thing. I think you can run Windows 3.11 in a browser.
I don't know how they've done Chip's Challenge, but it feels very authentic. Right, let's have a look what the skiing game. Windows skiing game. Has there been any news this week, Aaron?
I don't know.
Ski free!
I'm just loading up my email now, because I do get an email with the news in it every week. And that's why people can now hear my emails coming in. Oh, that's interesting. Somebody's put that there. Okay.
I don't think there was any news this week. And I really haven't done much. I've updated a lot of games. Oh, I have actually. I've logged into the Elder Scrolls.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm just trying to you know when you've got housekeeping to do.
Yeah.
So I've been doing my housekeeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing on GTA now. A lot of the time, I need to log in every now and then to re-up my promotions, so my popularity keeps up on my nightclub. So I can.
Oh my God, Aaron!
Keep earning cash. But it does give you cash though. It does you earn your money in game.
Somebody has built Ski Free as it used to be.
Okay.
Oh man, this is awesome! I've sent you a link. We're going to put this out on our Twitter feed.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and set a score now while we're on the show, and I will challenge. I don't know why time hasn't registered as needing to be.
Having a look down the. I can't see anything.
For some reason, timing's not working. I can jump. I forgot you can jump. And there's something you can do with the trees as well. You can't jump over them, but maybe you could go round them, and you got something. Was it the rocks? Oh, there's the rainbows. That was what it was. If you went into a rainbow, then it did something cool. But what?
Oh, there's expansions for Endless Space 2 coming out.
Is there?
Yes.
That's of interest to me. What expansions are there? Tell me about the expansions.
Oh, hang on. Let me find the English one. I found the Italian, French, and Spanish press release.
Probably less useful for an English podcast.
English Space 2, there we are. Pre-order the new expansions now. Oh, hang on, if I log in. No, that's not the password. Oh, I'm on the clock. Quick, type the password in right. That one.
The kids of today just... They don't know what they missed by not having Ski Free built into Windows.
New major faction. The Hisho.
Is that pronounced correctly?
H-I-S-S-H-O. Hisho. Hisho?
Okay. What's the deal with the Hisho?
I don't know. First Endless Space, apparently. Warlike faction. Focused on expansion and crushing their foes.
So I haven't really talked about my Endless Spacing, have I?
I think you mentioned it a few times, but not...
So it's really... Basically, Endless Space is really good, but I've had to stop myself from opening the game at the moment. Because I lose myself to it. Like, it's one of those games that when you're playing it of an evening, and you're like, oh, you know what, I'll just nip in there, I'll do, you know, an hour, and then I'll go and do something else.
Civ.
It, yeah, I mean, it will literally be like...
One more turn.
Claire will just call me and be like, it's time for bed. I'm like, what? That's been 4 hours.
Yeah, there's a new ship, the Behemoth. Behemoth. Gigantic ship. Okay. You customise it to your own purpose. That's Supremacy. I think that update's called. There's Inferno. Oh, that's Endless Legend. Okay. So, looks like there's another Endless Legend update.
Okay. So, they're just updating all the Endless Legends?
Well, there's Endless Legend Inferno update. Endless mm-hmm. Space 2 Supremacy update. Or you could buy both expansions together. And I think you get a 10% discount if you buy the things pre-order, or 20% if you buy them both pre-order.
I'm not going to be buying any of them. I'm quite happy with the base game. I don't feel the need. Unless it fundamentally changes the dynamic of the game and introduces like a new mode.
No, it's just two faction. There's a new faction and a new ship type for Endless Space 2, by the looks of it.
But the new faction could be like game changing, you know, if it plays. Like there is that, I've forgotten. What's the name of the race in Endless Space 2? Which like are they the Ravagers? But like they're basically the whole point is that you. Okay, my score on Ski Free.
Yeah.
Is 47.69. That's for the slalom on the left. I'm now in free mode. I challenge you, listener, to beat my slalom 47.69. That's without missing a single one.
Okay. I assume you get penalties if you miss.
Possibly.
That would make
sense. I wouldn't know, because I didn't miss one. And now I'm going to be doing the Yeti off. If there's a new race that does something as radical as those guys, where you've got to just basically eat and demolish everything that you go to.
Yeah, well, these are just bloodthirsty. There's a minor faction as well. Machines faction.
Okay. So I'm assuming they get industrial boosts.
I assume so.
It is well worth playing Endless Space 2. It's a really, really good 4X game.
Oh, maybe I'm on holiday next week, so maybe.
It would run nicely on a laptop.
Maybe on the tablet.
And the tutorial, for me, just turned into the main game. Like, I didn't stop playing the tutorial.
Although, to be fair, I have just installed GTA 5 on a cloud gaming platform.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
I've Liquid Sky.
Liquid Sky?
Liquid Sky. It's not affiliated with Sky in any way, and I don't know how they're getting away with the name, given the fact that No Man's Sky got challenged.
Yeah, and SkyDrive.
SkyDrive, yeah.
Despite Sky not having a cloud service storage.
Okay, not an external one. No. There is an internal one. So I don't know why they're doing that, but yeah, I've got it installed, and I've got loads of credits on there. So, because you can get credits by watching ads. So if you just keep watching ads, I think it's in beta at the moment, so you have to get an invite code.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know. You might be able to sign up. I think if you pay them, you can sign up. But I got in as a free member, so I don't have to pay.
Okay.
But obviously,
doing it for free though? If you've got an Nvidia graphics card, can't you play your computer for free when you're out and about?
Yeah, but your computer has to be on.
Yes. Oh, I see. This is
a cloud. So this is a machine in the cloud that I can boot up at any time and play.
I get it.
So it's
Microsoft are doing something similar, aren't they? Well, they're rumoured to be for their next generation Xbox.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's the same as PlayStation Now, in theory. but it's a PC rather than a
PlayStation 3.
So obviously you don't want to play, maybe GTA isn't going to be the game to play on that.
Right, well, you know, I guess you'll find out, right?
I'll find out, yeah. I'm going to give it a go. I've got it installed. I was going to play this lunchtime, but I took a Bluetooth controller in, and it doesn't... It's not recognised by the software. So it thought it was a joystick, not a twin-stick controller. So it thought it had one stick.
Okay.
That had various other controls, so it really didn't map well. So I'm going to take a Xbox One controller in tomorrow and play it during lunchtime. And maybe next week. I don't know whether I'll be able to do a show next week because obviously I'm away. So we'll see. We'll have to organise.
Oh, there may be no... If there's no show next week, I might be able to... I'm away till Monday, but I might be able to... When are you away till?
I'm away all week, so I'm going this weekend till the following weekend.
So maybe I'll do some live streaming instead.
Okay.
Maybe I'll live stream me playing Ski Free all evening.
Okay.
Which is, I wonder if this is out on iOS now.
Possibly.
Do you think there's been an iOS port for Ski Free?
I don't know.
Have you got a score? Have you posted a score, by the way?
No. I'm doing a podcast, not playing games.
Yeah, but no, this is not a game, Aaron. This is.
Yeah, but all the sound will come through on the recording.
Aaron!
Yes?
Ski Free! There's something on iOS.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like an endless runner, but designed like Ski Free.
Yeah.
Sigh. Not sighs and former host extraordinaire. Sometimes host extraordinaire.
Yes, yes, he was on a couple of weeks ago.
He was. He's now Gloomhavening.
He is, yes.
Well, Aaron, if there's no other business...
Yes, I think that's...
It's time for our summer holidays, I think.
Yeah.
Short show.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately,
I guess it'll
yes.
pick up when there's more going on in the world of gaming, right? This is...
I've
never understood why people don't launch stuff.
Yeah, if we decide to get off the wagon and start... Oh, that's another thing. The DLC for Bridge Crew is out on Vive and Rift now. Or at least Rift. I got an email from Oculus. So I can be next generation now in Bridge Crew. So if I can get it to work for more than 10 minutes multiplayer, maybe I'll have a go.
This is too cool. They built a full DOS thing you have to... Just type in exit. That's really cool.
Yeah. So I think that's it. Hopefully
yes.
We'll have more, and yeah, it'll pick up. Obviously, coming up soon. Well, September we've got EGX. So there's going to be lots of news, and Gamescom's coming up in 4 weeks. So there'll be some news coming out of that, and new stuff. Because there's a Elite Dangerous announcement at least there. Hopefully, everyone's praying it's paid content. Or everyone who's bought a lifetime pass has...
Yeah, I'm so happy I didn't buy a lifetime pass.
Yeah. Everyone's going, paid content, please. Give us something for our lifetime pass. Because at the moment, the lifetime pass and the Horizons expansion pass is exactly the same. Even though the lifetime pass costs 3 times as much. Or more, possibly. So, yes. Let's hope so.
Have a good summer.
Yes. You too. Well, we'll be
enjoy
back
your
in
thing.
2 weeks anyway.
Say again?
We'll be back in 2 weeks anyway.
Oh, 2 weeks. Or two possibly weeks. Even I might be around next week.
Yes, you may be around next week. I may be around next week if I can record from where I am. So I'll be taking a headset and I'll take in the tablet, so we'll see.
Excellent.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.